This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. All right, so what in the world is happening? Well, go to those websites and we'll tell you. We're going to be trying to bring you an Oregon Senate update here also in this hour. That's where the senators in Oregon, they absented themselves. They said, no vote for you, no quorum call for you to the Democrats, because they did not want a cap-and-trade deal. Not happening. And, of course, the Democrats tried to pull a fast one on them, and they called them out on it. Just a few procedural things going on with the Republicans and the Democrats in Oregon. Of course, the trick is to get out of Dodge, and they did. They got out and they went to, apparently, Idaho, because the governor issued an arrest warrant. Said, arrest them, bring them in, round up the usual suspects. And, of course, the usual suspects said, no, nine yet, nada for you. One of them even challenged the governor and said, Governor, if you're coming after me, you better send bachelors, and they better be well-armed. bachelors, and they'd better be well-armed. That's just a few of the things going on right now. Of course, this is other states are going to start doing it. You'll start to see this, is especially when the rural versus urban, which is what this is, a rural versus urban situation in Oregon. Because all those senators, they happen to represent rural Oregon. Hello? Sound like California? Sound like New York? Sound like Illinois? It's exactly what it sounds like. So anyway, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, like we said. Okay, now the big deal, the biggest deal, of course, is this. No plans to use Lake Orville's main spillway this summer. Shocking. I am so shocked by that news. That the DWR is not going to use Orville's main spillway this summer. It's not going to use the main spillway this summer. I say again, and of course, the reason why they can't use the, or they're not going to use the spillway, is they can't use it. And boy, did they have trouble this weekend. This is how they announced it, how they broke it out to everybody. This is from, where is this? This is Orville, Cal. This is DWR. This must be Action News Now. I think this is a CBS affiliate in Chico, California. Here we go. We got the commercial. Come on. No commercials here. Come on. No commercials for you. I'm sorry. We got a commercial. So we have to break it up here. Here we go. 13. This is the news. It's very short.
It says it's unlikely that they'll use the reconstructed spillway again this season. The DWR says the Feather River snowpack that feeds that lake is mostly melted. They're releasing water from the Hyatt Power Plant at 4,009 cubic feet per second. Today, Lake Orville sits just 15 feet or so from the top. If you haven't been up there to check it out yet, the DWR says they'll reopen access to the top of the dam next Saturday. You can go by foot or by bike.
Well, there it is. They slip it in. We haven't had a specific announcement. I know we're having people call and check up right now. Is that true? Because they don't let us know. Now, let me tell you something, guys. As we said before, in April, now it's June, almost July, we said they would not use the spillway again because they can't. They cannot use the spillway again. They're in deep trouble, and they know it. But that's okay. Trouble is what they want, apparently. Especially after this weekend. The spillway, in our estimation, based upon the information we have at hand, and also based upon experts who've told us this, who agree with us, the spillway is damaged badly. The under-drain system needs to be removed and fixed, and it can't be removed and fixed without removing the spillway. Shocking. Shocking. Having to rebuild the entire spillway because they screwed up. Shocking. It says the Department of Water Resources says it's unlikely that we'll be using the rebuilt spillway in Orville Dam this season. They said it was having to, if they end up having to use the main spillway, they will notify the public and media first. And it's not 15 feet from the top. It's less than 5 feet from the top at this point in time. We just gave you the numbers, and we'll give you those numbers again. So they have the wrong story there, or they've been told by the DWR. Oh, it's 15 feet from the top. What, the top of the main dam? Well, it's actually 22 feet from the top of the main dam. But from the spillway, it's less than 5 feet from overtopping. Officials from DWR say the full reservoir is a welcome sight after years of drought and low lake levels to accomplish reconstruction of the spillway. As a historical note, DWR says it is common for the reservoir to stay relatively full during the summer during an above average water year. Now listen, what is normal for the reservoir and what is common for the reservoir is to be sitting at 850. They need a 50-foot buffer for flooding. That's usually where they keep it at, in that area of 850, 860, maybe 870. They don't keep it at $8.99 or $900. That is not the way to do it. The Orville Dam has only been at the 900-foot level a couple of times, and it overtopped at 901 and 908 at 909. That's how high it got during the whole flooding situation in Orville in 2017. Their own doings, I might add. It's only sat at this level for 1 month in July of 2000, during the 2010-11 year, which doesn't tell you, it says something about the drought, right? There wasn't much of a drought that year. And everybody had, it was our lying eyes. They were telling everybody, there was a drought going on. Yeah, but all the reservoirs are full. What's wrong with that picture? So they have it up there for a month during July. That's the first time and only time it's been up that long in the 50-year history of the dam. And now, for the last 3 months, it's been sitting at that level, 890, 885 to 890 and 896, where it sits today. You think that might add some pressure on top of the dam? It does. When we come back, we'll talk about what happened Saturday. And a big warning to everybody about the dangers of this dam, because it's right now, as all the workers sit up there on top of that dam and that headwork, they're scratching their head wondering how they're going to fix this current set of problems called the breaking of the gates at the dam. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, hold tight, hold tight. Orville Dam, it's rocking, it's rocking. Yeah. There's a big earthquake up there, I guess, the other night, too. Lots of problems at the Orville Dam, if you probably haven't heard already, but we're about to break it to you. On Saturday, at two different occasions, the gates failed. And an unexpected pouring out of the lake through the gates occurred. And it occurred to be happening at around gates 5 and 6, we understand. And if you take a look at the dam and you're looking at the spillway from the road and going from left to right, it starts at number 1 all the way to 8, gate 8, right? Number 1 to gate 8. And we know that they have problems with the whole assembly at the headworks, which holds the gates together. It's called the headworks, and it's like a harmonica. If you can imagine the harmonica, you blow into the squares, of course, that is where the gates are, and the water comes through them, like your air comes through them. But the harmonica itself would be like a headwork, okay, where the gates are established and sitting inside the headwork. It's like a manifold, if you will, on a car, or an exhaust manifold on a car. So this is where we have the problem, is those gates, those tainter gates, tainter radial arm gates. They're big gates. They're 30 feet tall and about, I don't know, 20 feet wide. I mean, it's just huge gates, and they're designed to hold back the water. When the water gets to the high levels, it holds it back, and then, of course, the gates can be opened up and the water can be dropped down. That's, you know, the water runs along the spillway, races down the spillway. Now, here's the deal, is that you have these gates, and because of the activity of the last situation, you know, 2 years ago, these gates, which are old, and which, by the way, the gates needed maintenance before they had this problem 2 years ago. They needed a lot of maintenance. They had big cracks, 14, 15, 16-foot cracks in the concrete that were supporting the gates. And not only that, but the big, heavy-duty rebar and so on that keeps those gates together, keeps the piers together, basically, is rotted out. And we know that there's water that rushes underneath the gates and underneath the spillway. We've known that we knew that, and that was the big discovery, aha, that the big channels that had been carved out over time underneath the headworks, underneath the spillway. Now, what that has done is it's made the spillway gates in that headwork, which is supposed to be level, right? Very unlevel and very unstable, because you have all these literally cavities and caves and water that's been rushing through there over time. That's caused it to distort, and that's what's caused the cracking. You can just see how this plays out. It causes the cracking. It causes the gates to not be able to pull up and down in their little tiny guide slots. And it's a problem. The gates are supposed to be sealed all along. They've lied to you repeatedly, the Department of Water Resources. These gates are supposed to be sealed gates. In fact, the evidence is very clear. When they were going to roll out the spillway, the gates were completely sealed. There was no seepage out of the gates at all. There was water behind them, of course, because they're going to test out the spillway. There was water behind them, but there was no leakage going on. And there was no leaking on, well, not too much. There was. Not too much, but there was a substantial amount, actually, of leakage that was going on in the spillway as well. Because they hadn't fixed the problems to begin with. They had not fixed the problem of the water behind the spillway and behind the gates and underneath the gates at all. So what did they do? They replaced the spillway without fixing the water problem that was seeping from behind it. And that didn't do that, and they did not fix the headworks. But I got to tell you what they did. They used explosives right up next to the headworks. Everybody said, what the hell are you guys doing? And, of course, what that did is it warped even more the headworks by vibrations. The vibrations being set up were distorting and shaking the headworks, like an earthquake. And then on top of that, the road. There's a road on top of the headworks and on top of the gates. And the road had all these massive trucks going back and forth. These big, huge trucks with trailers and lowboys. Tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of weight. And the vibrations set up by those vehicles. All putting stress on the headworks and those gates all along. And they're weakened. Of course they are. They're in a weakened state. And they're damaged. They don't close. They should be closed. There should be no leakage through those gates. And the DWR has lied repeatedly to people all along that, oh, it's normal. It's not normal. The only thing normal here is them being abnormal and lying to you. The normal state of affairs for the DWR in California is to lie to you all the time. You can never trust them. So why would we trust them with our own personal safety when it comes to situations at the dam? Which right now they have a crisis at the dam. The gates are faltering and failing. As we found out on Saturday when we had an unauthorized leak. Oh yeah, it was unauthorized all right. And they cannot solve the leak. They cannot get the gates closed. They're trying right now. They have men up there on the headworks saying, how do we fix this little problem? Well, you fools, you should have fixed it to begin with. The problem with the whole thing was they should have fixed those leaks to begin with. The leaks that's caused the under drains to be filled up with fine sand particles and totally useless. They are non-functional. You cannot use the spillway based upon that. But then you have other problems. There is buckling, and there's severe leakage between the seam plates. The seams on the plates of the spillway, there's severe leakage there, and you know it. And you cannot get away from that. You can run, but you cannot hide from that. So they cannot use the spillway. Let's get it right. They cannot use the spillway because it is a danger right now. It's a danger. They're up there on top of the gates where the motors are, and they're looking at it going, how do we fix this one? And no longer do we think they're scratching their heads. They're scratching another part of their anatomy trying to figure it out. Maybe they can think better there. It's a travesty, ladies and gentlemen. It's an absolute travesty what's been going on up there. And people's lives are in danger. Let's not forget that. Oh, shocking. They're putting everybody's lives in danger that live downstream? Yes, they are. This is the way these folks roll. They absolutely roll. So here we have everybody's lives in danger. They're allowing more water to come in. The water's up to almost 497 feet or something like that, 496 feet, 896 feet. And they want to, what? What do they want to do? What they want to do is, we'll just move along here. What about next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that? Or are they going to run through and try and, we're going to get past this year and we're going to be fine. We have another year to fix it. Maybe spend another year fixing it and another year. I don't think it's going to work that way, ladies and gentlemen. And what are they going to do about the headgates? What's the plan for building those out? Have they run out of money? Of course they have. They don't have other people's money at this point. But are they going to fix those gates up front right now? They should have done that to begin. Are they going to fix them now? Is there a work project scheduled for that? Or are we just now going to walk away from it, wash our hands, and Q says, we made our billions. Well, what about it? Hello? Can you answer me, DWR? And the answer to that is no. Is there danger today? Absolutely. As long as that dam and that water is covering the spillway gates at that dam, there's a danger. And we're in danger right now more so than ever before this year. Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Hey guys, Marty D here. So, I was working on a video for our new Patreon, and I was trying to explain like the different levels and stuff that you can join in at. This really wasn't my idea, honestly. This was other people asking me, simply begging me if I would not create a Patreon. So that's the whole reason why I was doing that. But in the process of doing that, I was slightly interrupted by going and checking on Susan's channel and finding out that they had let some water out today. So, and I apologize, guys. I mean, we have people watching this, you know, 24/7 about what's going on. But with what's going on with the cameras right now, keeping the cameras down and everything, it's just been really, really tricky to do it short of pitching a tent and sitting on the side of the hill, which I guess is the next step. So anyway, we'll see what happens with that. As far as letting the water out, we contacted the California DWR. I doubt if they'll respond. You know, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we're not really their favorite people in the world. I have a feeling they don't like us. Maybe calling them douchebags was not a good idea. I don't know. As you can see in these photos here, provided by Klaus, they did definitely expel some water today out of gate number 8 for some reason. Who knows why? If it was an accident or it was a planned thing. It looked like with all of the Kiewit workers running around down there, it looked like it was a scramble. So I could be wrong. But anyway, the fact that they're not saying anything and they're not returning our calls and they're not getting back to us goes to show that they are truly up to something. So we're thinking maybe the 24th, there might be some more information that's going to be able to be released about what's going on. I think that our recent poll is really revealing as far as the amount of people who don't trust the California Department of Water Resources. That is definitely something that we're going to bring up in a meeting with them this week, so we'll find out. I'm kind of picturing this stone wall and not really getting anywhere, but we'll see. It could happen. I mean, miracles have happened before. So anyway, if the dam blows off the side of the hill, we'll let you guys know, right? Or hopefully before then. It's Marty D'Angelo. Peace out.
Okay, so Marty D'Angelo checks in with us. And unscheduled, as it's titled, unscheduled release of water. Right. Unscheduled. Unexpected is the next one, though. This is Orville Watch Group. Here we go. If we get the spinning wheels to stop, we're going to get this. Unexpected releases from Orville Dam. Now, it's interesting the way the whole thing plays out here. A lot of people don't want these videos, these YouTubes, to be up, like the California Department of Water Resources. I cannot imagine why they would not want to have these videos up. But they're here. If we can get them to play, they're here. They're here. Of course, we have to go through the obligatory commercials.
In 19, excavators and heavy equipment began removing a large portion at the bottom of the spillway.
Listen to this.
The area has a ledge that will be put into use as an access road for heavy equipment. With DWR's decision to open the spillway this year, the access road at the riverside was removed. The DWR hasn't made a formal announcement concerning the access road construction. But two community updates issued on May 31st, 2019, and then again on June 7th, 2019, where the DWR announced that they were taking steps to prepare for the potential use of the spillway are more than a little confusing, considering that the construction of the access road began on June 6th. One is left wondering what DWR's intentions really are. Does DWR know whether they'll be using the rebuilt spillway? With the current reservoir level at 895.75 feet, less than 5 feet from capacity, and a brand new spillway that set California taxpayers back $1.1 billion, that's with a B, the people of California, particularly those living beneath the largest earthen dam in the U.S., deserve better than mixed messages and silence.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's what we're, Headlines with a Voice is who this is. And they've been on top of the Orville Dam situation very well, I might add, very well. The situation, though, at hand is that they've been giving us these mixed messages. Well, if we need to use it, we're going to use it. Yet they come out with heavy equipment. They put the heavy equipment on top of the spillway. After they've cleaned it off once, and then they come back with it, and now here it is again. They said, oh, we're going to use it, and then they come back and put the equipment, and then you know they're not going to use it. And then not only that, but they go into construction of a road at the base of the spillway. Hello? What is that all about, right? What is that all about? Well, it's about lying to us, is what it is. And now we have other problems. Are they going to use it or not? Are they going to use it? Now they're saying today. Well, yesterday in a news clip. Now, yesterday in a news clip, and that's kind of interesting. Because why? Because Saturday, they had this problem that she's going to address right now, in which you heard Marty D'Angelo addressing. They had a problem with the gates.
Well, today, the Orville Dam sent a message of its own. At 8:15 a.m. Pacific time, with heavy equipment and what appeared to be a crane on the spillway, water began gushing out of the controversial gate number 8.
I'm sorry, did you hear that? With heavy equipment on the spillway, not only that, but they had the sandbags down, they had other equipment out there. They were diverting water away from gate 8 to the right-hand side of the spillway as you're looking down at it. And they had the sandbags out. They had debris, literally all kinds of equipment on the dam. And all of a sudden, like she said, the dam decided to speak for itself. This is not a minor problem. The largest earthen-filled dam in the United States and one of the top ones in the world has gates that are uncontrolled. And even right now, they're uncontrolled.
Presumably. The vigilant community at Orville Dam Rebuild Livestream grabbed and saved the live stream of the dam's cam. In it, you can see workers on the walkway above the gates scrambling to the handrail and peering over to see where all the water is coming from. And it happened again. It happened again between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Now keep in mind what's going on here. As she's talking, they're allowing the dam to go to full capacity at 900 feet. And right now it sits at 896 feet, almost 97 feet. They're allowing this to go and put more pressure on these gates that are broken. Now, I don't know about you, but I do see a problem here. If they lose these gates, if they lose one, they'll lose two. It'll be a domino effect. Now they're going to force water down the broken spillway. Now, it's broken because the under drains do not work. Remember, they're not using the spillway because they can't. They can't use it because also they have a problem now. They have so much pressure on those gates. Those gates cannot be moved up and down properly. And we certainly know they can't be sealed, and they're not. The gates that were left open the other day, when those gates opened up on their own and when they had this problem, not just once, but twice during the day, those gates are still open because they cannot close them, and they know it. 1-2 million people at risk here, ladies and gentlemen. That is what they're doing.
According to a moderator in the live stream chat room, the workers appeared to follow an incident protocol of activities after the second accidental release. Will DWR put the access road construction on hold and just open the spillway? Or will they wait for more unexpected releases like today's before they make an announcement, at the very least? 3,537,577 acre-feet of water. That's a lot of water. To view the first unexpected release, click the link in the production notes titled 8:15 a.m. The Orville Dam live cam is available at Susan Wolding's channel, Live Chat, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For Headlines with a Voice, this is Nancy Morgenhart.
I hate it when this happens. I hate it when this happens. I do. But they've been lying to us, and everybody knows it. Are we in danger? Yes. Perhaps more danger now than ever before. And they're up there working on it? You know, I was telling somebody the other day, I was looking at the pictures of the old spillway, even when it was broken, the under drain system was still working and working hard, working overtime. And I said to myself, you know, I want the old spillway back. I want that back. At least I knew what I had.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future, New California State. Yeah, it's speaking of a bad state, California being a bad state, lots of problems going on in California. New California, we're growing. We're getting bigger. We're getting stronger. But in California, not so much. Not so much. Of course, this Oroville Dam situation is only emblematic of all the problems of California. But in New California, nope, we're humming right along. Let there be no doubt about that. We're humming right along. We're progressing to become, well, there's more and more stuff coming out, which is a wonderful thing. And what I wanted to do very quickly here, I'm going to get into something that is, I guess, controversial. I mean, we came out with a statement in regards to New California Second Amendment issues, and I wanted to kind of touch base with all of you on that because I think the Second Amendment issues in California have just really come to a head. I mean, the laws are kind of crazy. We're coming up to July 1st, and, of course, they've got new restrictive laws on having to show IDs and be, you know, tatted up. I mean, I'm being facetious there. But, you know, they're probably going to put tattoos on all of us so they know exactly where we're going and how much ammunition we buy. You know, they'll probably, every time we go to a store, they're going to put a tattoo on our arm. Now, listen, I'm being facetious. I'm not being truthful here. I mean, I'm just being facetious. It's a joke, right? We have to joke about these. There's so much craziness going on in California we have to kind of like tell it like it is. Huh? Anyway, so but one of the things that in New California, we are going to stand our ground. Yes, as far as the Second Amendment is concerned, we want to make that abundantly clear that we are going to stand our ground, and we are not going to be bullied, such as what's happened in California. We're not going to allow you, John Q. Public, people in New California, we're not going to allow you to be bullied like you have been in the state of California. We're going to learn our we want our freedoms back. So it's really kind of simple. We always want our freedoms. So therefore, we're going to demand our freedoms. We are going to demand them. Let there be no mistake about that. Our freedoms are going to come first and foremost. And the Second Amendment is part of that freedom tab, if you will. That's part of what we do in New California. Anyway, so Second Amendment. I put out something on Facebook. I'm trying to get over here to Facebook so I can read to you the response. It's been heavily, heavily hit upon. There's been tons of people saying, oh, my God, I can't believe this. So attention, gun owners and supporters of the Second Amendment. From Paul Preston of New California. I'm going to read this whole statement to you so you understand. This is some of our feelings going on. Says, attention gun owners and supporters, New California State Legislature, and listen to this, is in the process of writing a resolution which expresses the will of the New California State citizens. The resolution will be used to write the New California State Constitution. Here is some of the language before the New California State Senate and Assembly right now. And they're rolling this out, okay? Be it further resolved as a preventative measure against government infringement of the right to keep and bear arms, both carry and concealed, no tax of any kind shall be placed upon firearms or firearm ammunition. And be it further resolved, the state of New California recognizes and affirms the United States Constitution clearly and absolutely establishes the right of the people to keep and bear arms and to carry those arms openly, as well as concealed on their person, and that this right shall not be infringed, that no fee or license, permit, test, or other burden or impediment shall be imposed upon the people, nor upon the ammunition necessary components of arms that may infringe upon or limit this right, and be it further resolved, we the citizens of the state of California, having observed the inalienable right of self-protection and the right to own and bear arms as documented in the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, reaffirm the Second Amendment for the citizens of New California, saying the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, I ask this question. Where would you rather live, California or New California State? Gotten hundreds of comments on this. It's interesting when you take a look at all the, and of course we've put it out all over the place, right? Another part of what we do, we had really, it was kind of interesting. We had a town hall in Calaveras County. You know where they had the frogs, that whole thing? We had a town hall in it was interesting. We had angel parents here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agnes Givney showed up. She gave a speech. I made a presentation. And, of course, Agnes did a fantastic job, as she always does. Here's a little few of your comments.
This nonsense happening at the border is an invasion. Because most people, and I'm not saying all.
Talking about the invasion at the border. Right? Yeah, that was one of the topics that she brought up.
Before I met him, I became a volunteer translator. I was not a citizen yet.
That was her. This is the other night. I'm going to. We don't have to run out of time on this segment. Well, that interview, not interview, but that whole thing is on Facebook right now. If you go to New California, New California Live, you can pick it up. And we had three or four people putting it out on Facebook to listen to Agnes Givney tell her story. She is with New California now, as well as Angie Morphine. They're both members of the New California family. Obviously, they see the value of being a member. And we had a great time. It was really a great time. The whole thing was a great time down in Calaveras County. I love Calaveras County is awesome. All the counties of California are beautiful. Well, except for one or two or three or four. But, you know what I mean. It's a beautiful state. And it's being ravaged by fires and all that sort of thing. And now, of course, potential flood up here in Northern California. Yeah. And they're trying to stop it, I guess. But anyway, so then the next thing I did is I cruised on down. After this, I spent the day and night up there in Calaveras. Gave my little speech. Fired everybody up about New California. Great job by everybody in Calaveras. And we had multiple counties, of course, that descended. Representatives from multiple counties that descended upon this town hall. It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful, this whole experience. So we're fired up about that. We're fired up about all the stuff that happened there. But we go down to Kern County, in Kern County Gun Show at the fairgrounds. And wow. I mean, the day before, I guess, they were wiped out of all the information for New California. It was huge. And then yesterday it was huge. Boy, did we get around the state, huh? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock,
my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We're back. 10-second delay there. We're now that there's 15. I'm just telling you. We're going to check in real quick here. I did not get it pulled up earlier. So the Oregon senators. Oregon senators. Leave. How's that? No. What do we title it? Leave. Leave the state. They absent themselves. And we're gonna try that and try and get you the most recent. Says Oregon senators then fail to show up. YouTube. We have something on this. Come on. Nothing recent. That's the thing. I'm going to have to make some calls to see if we... This is a 13-hour-old report from the Daily Mail. 11 state Republicans senators flee Oregon and go into hiding to prevent voting on climate change bill with one threatening to shoot dead police who have been ordered to hunt them down. See, this is coming from the Daily Mail. It's 13 hours old. So this, I'm telling you, I was trying earlier this morning and I said, well, there's got to be more on this. So we're going to have to put in a phone call after the show. We will be putting in a phone call to kind of make our contacts and find out what is really, truly going on. But it seems like it's the it says on Saturday, Democratic Governor Kate Brown dispatched state police to round up the absent Senate Republicans. And one of the senators, Brian Boquist, has already made it clear that he will go down. He will not go easily, saying that he would take down any officer that came for him. So she sent people out already. So Saturday, Kate Brown dispatched state police to round up the usual suspects. And at least two of them were needed to form a required quorum for conducting business in the 30-member chamber controlled by the Democrats. One of the men, Senator Boquist, has already made it known. This is what I told the superintendent, Boquist said, referring to OSP Superintendent Travis Hampton. Send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple. Then there's fighting words, huh? Hopefully, he doubled down on that when asked if he was serious. He's stating in an email to the Oregonian, nothing thinly veiled, Boquist wrote. Nothing thinly veiled. And, of course, they've got all the crazy stuff going on here. We don't have time for this big. Oh, look! Let's get the begging monster out here. Guy from. We can't do that. He's got his. We don't have time for this. Says I've been in. I've been in political coup attempts. I have been held hostage overseas. I have been jailed politically overseas. Not going to be arrested as a political prisoner in Oregon. Period. He said. 11 senators walked out of the Capitol. Blah blah blah. This says. A tweet shared by the poster said, Oregon State Police Republicans are hurting Oregonians across the state. And they're helping Oregonians. Do they want to have this crazy climate change cap and trade carbon tax? Are you crazy people? You guys are nuts if you want this. Absolutely nuts. Anyway, Senator Dallas Hurd told the Roseburg News Review that he fled to an undisclosed state. Now, we're going to be trying to get one of these senators, by the way. Just a little thing going on there. Anyway, we got more to come on these guys because this is something that's very important to New California, believe it or not. We have a feeling that New California will be... you'll see this with the California Republicans and Democrats. Well, it won't. Of course, there's no Republicans. The monoparty system. The monopartians. We're going to call them the M-partians, right? The M-party, mono-party. There we go. I love it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello.